This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got a new friend in the Odyssey family. It is an Odyssey family that we have here. WFAN is part of that Odyssey family. And now Kenny Mayne is part of that Odyssey family. He's got his podcast, Hey Mayne. Kenny Mayne talks to famous people. And he, each week, is going to talk to someone he knows a little and is fascinated by a lot, athletes, musicians, celebrities, and just about anybody else. You can download Hey Mayne on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Kenny, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
You're trying to say you were forced to do this interview. I get it. That's fine.
No, I just want to make sure that everybody knows about what's going on with Odyssey.
The nice thing is, Kenny, is that you have not lost your sense of humor, which we love about you.
I'm trying. You know, I was first complaining that I had to wake up this early, but we're trying to sell the show. It's like, you know, when you go on a book tour, right? I mean, we're get out to work, because who would know I even have this thing, given that there's a billion other podcast people out there? The people who aren't on a podcast have their own podcast, I think. But it's somebody said, what in the hell is a podcast? You know, it's another form of radio, but you click a button. I don't know.
And you can curse on it, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the fun part. Have I swore yet? Did I just swear?
No, I don't think so. You're good.
Did I get beeped? I thought I said something bad. No, it's sort of, with my schedule, it's almost like sending Grandpa to bingo for a couple hours. You know, go do something, have fun, and we'll pick you up on the bus later. But it's fun. I didn't know that I'd like it as much as I did. They came at me, and I was already kind of involved in a few other things. I'm doing stuff for Caesars. I just shot with the Mannings and JB Smoove a week ago. So I'm staying halfway busy, but I definitely was looking for more, and this is a really fun thing to do.
Hey, where are you living these days?
I'm going to order coffee now. Same thing as you just said, I'm on the radio. Oh, wait, you're not the same girl. 4 shots, a little, not a lot of hot water. Like a strong Americano, had we not spoken. All right.
What size?
12 ounce. Okay, that's how I order coffee.
That's good.
So I used to have that debate at Starbucks back before they sold the Sonics, when I used to go there. Long story, it's a Seattle thing. And so I would want the ingredients of what comes in a large cup in a small cup, then it will be stronger, right?
Yeah, would make sense.
Like the 4 shot in the jumbo cup, stick it in the smallish cup, and they would charge the price of the small drink, which has 2, and add shots, exceeding the price of the one that's in the big cup. So I would, like, what would it cost if I asked you to pour it on the floor? There has to be a base price for the ingredients of that drink. You guys get it, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we kind of get it.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to follow it.
God, that took a lot out of me. But I just needed.
Took a lot out of us.
I would go in and say, I want 2 shots and the tears of Gus Williams, and they wouldn't always get that. He's from New York here.
All right.
Where am I living? Mostly Connecticut. Uh-huh. And then we still have a place in Seattle, and we were just out here for vacation. Mariners are at 500, just letting you know.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were even playing anymore. You know, the amazing thing is, Kenny, a lot of people don't realize this about you. You were great at ESPN. You obviously certainly have a tremendous dry personality and sense of humor, which is great, which is something I admire. But you were also a quarterback in college, and you were, do you sign with the Seattle Seahawks coming out of UNLV?
Yes. I think it was a Mercy strike insurance signing, if you will.
Oh.
So the kid, wait a minute, she deserves more. Thanks for waking up early. I'm giving you all my money.
Thank you.
Go back.
Oh, look at this. Big tip while he's live on TV and radio.
Thank you. That's right.
Reputation boost.
I like telling the waiter or the waitress when they bring you something, say, I'm going to tip you $1, okay? And you just see how they react to that. But you should tip everyone generously. I think garbage men should be tipped.
Of course, every year.
Well, every Christmas.
Every Christmas,
sure, yes.
Yeah, 100%. You have to.
I was a garbage man back in those college years that you were just speaking of. So I went to UNLV. I was no big star. I was second string. A guy named Sam King led the nation in passing yards my senior year, so he was ahead of me. Then there was me. Then there was Alan Reynolds. Then there was this guy named Randall Cunningham.
Yep.
And we all knew, obviously, he could have played right away. He was going to be great. But, you know, he was a freshman. Sam was running the show. Like I said, led the nation in passing. So Sam turned the Seahawks down as a free agent. And my coach, Tony Knapp, said, hey, if you like Sam, you might like this other guy. So I got to go for my tryout. Steve Largent happened to be, like, you know, stretching or lifting weights that day. So I'm literally throwing a Steve Largent for my tryout over there in the old Kirkland complex, if you know the old teams, the first place they had. But I failed the physical because of my ankle, which leads me to my foundation called runfreely.org. I have this brace I wear now to get around and do anything athletic, and we give these devices to veterans. So we raise, you know, a dollar at a time, and we put about 36, I think, veterans in a few years, you know, are getting out of pain. So I'm glad you asked the football question.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Perfect. Very good. Kenny Mayne joins us on Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. Do you find yourself gravitating to guests that are more sports or non-sports with the Hey Mayne podcast? Because apparently you're not just limited to sports.
Well, it's funny, when we started to talk about how we would do it and what it would be, they said, what's the hook going to be? Like, how are we going to tell advertisers? And I was like, how about it's good? Like, I don't know. There's going to be no trick to it. It's just, I'll talk to somebody and hopefully ask good questions and hopefully they have good, that's a long title. That's why we settled on Kenny Mayne Talks to Famous People. But my wife made up Hey Mayne. She thought that would resonate with kids or something. I don't know. I made a list of the people I know or know a lot or somewhat, and then I made the home run list, people who don't even know who I am or I have no relationship with. So Stevie Wonder's on the home run list as an example.
Wow.
And Jamal Crawford was on the sure thing list. Nothing against Jamal Crawford. He's a great guest, but
yeah, right.
I know Jamal. I know Sue Bird. There's people that I thought would be fairly easy yeses or would try to help me out. Jamel Hill. Sarah Kendzior, there's a great guy, Jason Kander. I don't know if you guys know him, but he just came out with the book. He's been on all the shows this week. He's a veteran of the military and in politics, both. So both those things interested me, and he's just had a great story to tell. He has a book that just came out, and, you know, he's perfect. We got Christopher Guest, the great film director, actor, Spinal Tap, Best in Show.
Best in Show, yeah, absolutely.
I think I'm leaving out some people. Dale Earnhardt said yes, but he hasn't found that hour. Dale, if you're listening, we're still here.
Now, do you, like, ask Peyton and Eli when you do these Caesars commercials? Do you, like, run that by them when you're on a set and a break if they want to come on the Hey Mayne podcast?
No, because they have their own podcast organization going through ESPN. No offense to them. It seemed weird. So we'll just stay friends on the side. We'll just keep it friendly.
Hey, given what happened with you at ESPN, are you amazed at how much money they are spending on talent these days?
Well, I helped. I gave back, and that created some cap space. And I'm just happy for the other players, you know, that everybody can get. No, I mean, I really have no cynicism about any of it. It's like they made a business decision about me. It sounds kind of cliche, but, you know, with the old joke about it's just business, I used to use that for highlights.
Yeah.
I had kind of a dual meaning. But no, they, at a certain point, I was kind of like, I guess to them, not worth extending same thing Seattle did with Russell Wilson, right? They were going to have to pay him. They were going to pay me Russell Wilson money. But there's a point in time where, like, all right, how much longer do we want this guy anyway? Let's offer him X amount, which I turned down. I think they kind of set the over-under on me. So I went and played the over, and I don't have any regrets. I wish everybody there well. I got great friends there. They're going to do great shows there. I'm having fun, you know, in playing bingo and doing a podcast and screwing around with the Mannings. It's all good.
Do you think that someone calling a game, you know, whether it's, you know, Tony Romo at CBS or now Troy Aikman at ESPN or whatever you've seen that's just absolutely nuts, you know, Tom Brady at Fox, do you think that that those type of salaries are worth it? Do you think viewers are brought in because of who's calling the game?
What if the headline read, Maine slams ESPN for Joe Buck salary? That's, I don't know. Everybody, it's whatever the market will bear, right? If I sell a house and one person says it's worth what I say it's worth, then it's worth what I just said it was worth, right?
Yeah. So yep.
I guess Joe and Troy and Stephen A. Smith and, you know, the higher earners there are worth whatever the hell they're getting because they're getting paid that. And it's the same really for anything. People will decry these insane NBA salaries. I mean, it's just absurd how much money some people are making. That money is divided, right? There's always going to be the max person on whatever team. It's just the way it is. That's what the market will bear. Now, if they weren't doing, you know, big attendance or the ratings or the shirts weren't selling, then they'd all be making less. So I don't really have any qualms with anybody making whatever they make, you know. Bieber deserves all his money.
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of agree with you in that regard. But when a player of the stature of, say, Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving basically quit on their team and says, you know, they want to take their guaranteed contract and go somewhere else, that's somewhat offensive. Don't you feel that way?
I'm offended by UCLA and USC moving to the whatever the hell conference they're going to be in.
Big Ten. Yes.
There's 73 teams in that conference. They're going to change the name of it. And again, I get it's a money deal, but man, that's going to be weird. I'm so old, I grew up with the Pac-8, right? Like, I saw Dan Fouts. I saw Ahmad Rashad when he was Bobby Moore, you know, when his birth name and Ahmad Rashad played for Oregon, of course, and then Minnesota. And man, sometimes when you're older, change is really weird to adapt. Like, I can't imagine USC and UCLA not being in the you know, the pack, whatever, pack 8, 10, 12. That was a different way to answer that question.
Well, you never really did answer the question. I was going to say that.
Yes. Should players have that right to just, I don't know, coaches, I'm kind of like looking at in a relative way. College coaches sign for these 5-year deals and they recruit kids and they lie to parents and they leave a year later because they got a better deal. And nobody seems to be that upset about that. So I guess individual players having more agency doesn't bother me as much as the posing of your question. But I get what you're saying. It is weird that people can just pick up and leave, but then that you can do that at any job, can't you? Like, if I work at the tire store I'm driving by right now, and I want to go to the other one down the street, guys, I'm leaving in 2 weeks. I'm going to the other tire store.
Yeah, but you kind of don't have
a contract
for 4 years and $197 million that you signed. Contract basically means nothing anymore, right?
I'm driving by a garbage truck right now just to bring it back full circle.
Yeah.
And I was the swamper. I was the guy that hung on the back. Now they've gone modern, and they have the claws. They don't even get out of the truck. But
yeah, I've seen
them,
that.
Get them early. I don't know. Maybe I don't care as much anymore. I just don't want the games to be good. I hear exactly what you're saying. It's weird, but if it's legal and there's a way to change your deal and you're not like breaking laws or something, then I don't know. Aren't there all sorts of people who get dissatisfied in one role and they figure out a political way to get out of it, or a demand in the case, hey, I'm going to mail it in now, trade me to Golden State. Like, I don't know. I wish Kevin had stayed in Seattle, but the Starbucks guys sold it to people from Oklahoma and they moved. So I got my own problems out here.
That's really bringing it full circle. All right, Kenny Mayne, check out Hey Mayne. Kenny Mayne talks to famous people on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We appreciate the time this morning. All the best. We'll be checking out Hey Mayne.
Thank you for your time.
All right, there he goes. There's, there's
thank you for your time.
Yeah, look at that. Thank you for your time.
I think he's funny.
He's very funny.
Yes.
Yeah. He did in the beginning when he goes, that's just your way of saying you were forced to do this interview. That got me. Definitely.
Oh, he knows the business.
So, like, the guy that he said he put on, like, his white whale guest list was Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
Do you have one of those guys?
A white whale guest list.
Like, the person that you would just absolutely would love to talk to. You didn't have a chance. You know, mine was John Randall that day at the Super Bowl. He's my favorite football player of all time. And it got all screwed up and weird because you guys didn't like one another. That was very strange.
Well, it was very personal.
Yeah. But
he tried to end my career.
See, the thing about, you've met your childhood heroes.
Yes.
You met Walt Frazier.
Yep.
You met Tom Seaver.
Yep.
Obviously, you got close with Rod Gilbert.
Burt Jones.
Burt Jones, you met.
Yes.
So all those guys
I, I would probably say nothing to do in sports.
Yeah.
It would probably either be military-based or maybe politically-based.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
I actually interviewed Henry Kissinger.
Get out of here.
Yes, I did.
For Game Time?
Yeah. No, it was actually for the MSG show. And he was like, and really, it wasn't. I didn't want to talk to him about, it wasn't about politics. That's why he came in.
Yeah.
He was a huge Yankee fan.
Did he have an Odyssey podcast?
No, he did not. Oh, but he was a huge Yankee fan. It was really talking about sports intertwined with politics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how sports can bring people together. And he wished politics were more like that. And, you know, it's amazing how, you know, somebody who's liberal left and, you know, conservative right can sit next to each other and root for the Yankees.
Yeah.
And high-five each other and then leave the stadium and hate each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And even more so nowadays.
Yeah.
As
he's lived it, you know, he's lived it on, obviously, on the international level as well. So maybe he ran into Greg Buttle at the UN. Who knows?
Greg Buttle and Rusty Staub rolling right into the UN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Fan and CBS Sports Network Feel Good Summer Friday. We've got Jerry Recco in here. Of course, this reminds you of one thing and one thing only, this song, right?
Chevy Chase?
Yeah, of course. Come on. That's the only thing you can think of. That is it.
I don't know how you would come up with anything else, actually.
No, that is it. All right, Jerry, what's happening this hour?
Well, powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And we've got the Yankees, we've got the Red Sox, and another Yankee win.
The pitch swung on and hit in the air to deep center. Back goes Duran. Back. He looks up and it is gone. It's a grand slam. Wow. Duran turned to face the wall to get the rebound, and it went over into the seats. Dead center field bleacher, grand slam. Josh, by gosh, and with panache.
Yeah, the grand slam. John Sterling, the call on the Fan.
Seems energized after some time
off. I'm telling you, yeah, it does them wonders. 6-5, they win. They're 60-23. All was good. If you want to take one negative from the game, it would be Rafael Devers, who took Garrett Cole deep twice. Bob Costas on MLB Network. Would you like to hear the second home run call?
Sure, I would.
In the air to center field. Back goes Hicks. It's out of here! Into the center field bleachers. Garrett Cole may be bound for the Hall of Fame, but Rafael Devers owns him.
Okay. It is out of here. I guess I'm just so used to out of here with Gary Cohen.
It is definitely a little different.
It is out of the ballpark.
You know which one I can't get? I just cannot get through my head that it's a real call. And he's otherwise very good. I think it's Robert Ford, the Astros guy.
Okay.
See you later.
Yeah.
That one does not work. And I know they all want like their own thing.
That's tough. There's so many things you can say about a home run, you know, without sounding ridiculous.
I totally understand. I'm seeing if I can find one real quick. Who'd they
play? Costics was really by the book there, you know.
Yeah, well, I didn't see here. This one here. This is an Astros call.
Three infielders in a triangle right side. First pitch. And Alvarez hits this one deep to left. It sends back Benintendi at the wall. See you later!
I don't know why.
See you later!
I just don't love that. He's a good announcer, too. That home run call I don't really like. But whatever.
What do you like?
I like them all, really. That one,
you
I just said.
Loves John?
I said there's one that just doesn't
loves Gary, loves Howie, loves
I
like Wayne.
I think KC is good. Gary Cohen's out of here is good.
Yeah.
Howie, they're all good. That one just
doesn't. You like KC?
I do. Very much so, yes. Okay. As time goes on, we're forgotten.
See ya.
See you later.
See ya.
Yeah. Anyway, here is Aaron Boone. So the grand slam by Donaldson, homer the other night as well. He's been expecting this from him now.
I really feel like he's been so close for really the bulk of the season. I feel like gotten a good swing off a lot. Just missed here, just a little bit in and out. But the last couple days, you know, obviously getting some results, getting a hit on the board early the other way, and then absolutely sticking one there to center.
The RBI double from Jose Trevino, if that's what we want to call it, proved to be the difference. So Cole the win, the save to this Clay Holmes, who continues to pitch great. He does it at Fenway now.
This place is always obviously a great environment to play in, and you know, definitely didn't like that tonight. Huge win for us coming here and get this first one.
The first one of the series, that is, and they do it without Aaron Judge. His calves.
Yeah.
Whatever the issue is.
A lower portion of his calves, apparently.
He was asked if he's good.
Yeah, it's just precautionary stuff. You know, been feeling it for a week or so, and, you know, just taking a chance to take a day and make sure everything's all right, and, you know, make sure it's nothing more than one day so we can keep rolling.
Put him right in a hot tub.
Well, yeah. I mean, that would certainly help you, I think. But you know what? He'll be better for it. Maybe he gets the day off. Maybe he plays tonight. We'll see. Nestor Cortes and Connor Siebel. I keep wanting to take Sinead O'Connor when I see this. I don't know why. But Connor Siebel gets the start tonight
for
Boston.
Think she's still touring, Sinead O'Connor?
I'm going to say no.
I mean,
then again, it seems like everybody's touring right,
right
now.
Exactly. Anytime you think about like one of these old musicians, they're Sinead O'Connor, no, it doesn't look like it.
No, huh?
She's 55, and I don't see any live shows coming up.
She's playing a show in the Netherlands.
Is she? Oh, look at this. Here you go. I do have one. Yeah. She's playing a show in, you know what? She's in Dublin. She's in Ireland. So she's in Dublin on July 17th.
What about Fiona Apple? Is she around still? Remember her? Mm-hmm. Criminal was her song?
Yeah, she disappeared off the face of the earth. Fiona Apple. Fiona Apple tour. Are you telling me Sinead O'Connor canceled all her dates?
If you click on her website, it says show cancellations 2022. We would like to respectfully announce that due to the ongoing bereavement process, she's canceled all shows for this year. Hope to reschedule in 2023.
There was something going on in her life that...
Okay.
No. If I remember, I felt like I read it, and that's probably what this is all about.
Oh, okay. All right. Of course, something tragic happened. You bring up Sinead O'Connor. Yeah, it happens every time.
My bad.
Yeah, like when you ask a caller, you know, where it is.
I know.
It's like, hey, man, what are you doing this weekend? Getting my leg amputated?
Oh, okay.
Great.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Just got bit by a shark.
That's what happens every time. Like, innocent questions like that. Like, hey, how are you doing on this feel-good Friday? Well, I just lost my tongue. They're like, what? What are you talking about?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Mets Marlins last night. And a good night for the Metsies.
The 0-1 on the way. Breaking ball hit high in the air. Deep to left. Birdie back at the track. There it goes. Home run. Grand slam. J.D. Davis.
And that is Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
80-10-0. The final score, Davis the grand slam, James McCann a 3-run homer, Brandon Nimmo drives in a run with a double, All was good for the Mets last night. Here was McCann. It's been a struggle, but he says he's getting there.
It's been a strange year for me. Slow start to the season, and then right as I feel like I'm starting to get going, the hand pops up. And then, you know, it hasn't been going great since coming back, but I definitely feel like the strength is starting to come back.
Well, that's good for him and good for them, if that is indeed the case. Trevor Williams played this earlier. He got the win, 7 sharp innings, just 2 hits allowed, didn't walk anybody. Happy to contribute.
Look, I'm proud to be a New York Met in any way and in any capacity. When I get the ball, it's the most important thing for me. And whether that's starting, relieving, or anywhere in between, I'm proud that I'm able to contribute for the guys in this clubhouse and for the fans.
Good team guy right there. Jacob DeGrom, by the way, to make another minor league rehab start tonight. So maybe
I'm getting moist.
Yes. Maybe another step towards returning tonight. Chris Bassitt back from the COVID list to make the start as the Mets play the Marlins again. Bassitt, as we played earlier, some interesting comments about COVID and what he should or should not have done. Very frustrated with the protocols.
Stop testing it. Stop acting like COVID is far worse than a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm. So he would like
stop testing. Do a little you tested different. Yourself, didn't he?
Yet he's been fine.
I'm not trying to get too much into it, but I was never sick. Never had a symptom. So sitting out for 2 weeks, or possibly a week, for zero symptoms, I don't know.
Yeah, well, no, there was a symptom.
Only symptom, so-called, that I had was the second game versus Houston. I was just way more sluggish, tired than I usually have. And having a little girl at home and stuff like that, if I can somewhat be safe, I will.
Yeah, I'm
weird.
Yeah, I'm just confused about it. Like, I would agree if he's talking about testing healthy people with no symptoms.
Yeah, that's not what he was doing.
That's a silly thing, because that was going on there for a while.
He tested himself because he felt sluggish and tired and not himself.
Right, exactly. And well, with COVID.
Couldn't you go to the trainers and say, hey, why don't you test me?
You could if you wanted to.
I guess.
Yeah, I suppose, but I don't think everybody's coming in every day and getting tested like it was, you know, back in the beginning. Like that, if you feel sick, that's one thing.
Right.
But if you don't, then just go about your business.
Correct. Braves lost to the Cardinals in 11, so the Met lead is 3.5 atop the NL East. What else? Padres beat the Giants. What's so funny?
I can't say, but the stuff that Boomer is Googling right now is the most ridiculous.
Got it.
I can't say it. I'm sorry.
The Raiders hired Las Vegas attorney Sandra Douglas Morgan to be their new team president. She becomes the first black woman to hold that title for an NFL franchise. Here is Mark Davis. Says he did the research and realized she is very well liked.
Nobody had spoken a disparaging word about her.
Not one person, to where a reporter said, come on. Not one?
No.
Not one person.
And, you know, that's hard to do because she was on the gaming control board. And she had to deal with every one of those buildings outside this room. And she was tough enough to do it, yet do it in a way that they thought that they were best friends.
Do you think they put a colander on his head and then cut around it?
You think?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. Mark Davis.
Oh, you might be right. Yeah. The Knicks reportedly agree to a 3-year deal with Jericho Sims. Still waiting on what the Nets are doing with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Here was Draymond Green. What was he on here? I got to find what he's on a podcast. I'll get the name of it.
Was it the Hey Maine podcast?
It was not. Oh. No. Here he is talking about the difference of opinion or thoughts, basically, between fans and pro athletes and how they're viewed.
People can't accept the fact that athletes are now businessmen and no longer just playing basketball.
It says they have to do...
Who are these people they can't accept?
These people, I guess us, fans.
Yeah, fans. Yeah, guys fans. Who I call mean, a show and stuff
every
like
single
that.
One of those guys is a brand. They right. are their own brand.
But I think there's the shut up and play aspect of what he's talking about.
Well, I think that only comes into play when it comes down to politics.
Maybe.
That's
but,
when
but,
that comes
well,
into
play. Maybe, but there's... That, people disagree with.
Well, but yeah, there's but also... I'm saying,
nobody is... well,
no, there are people out there saying right now, you sign a 4-year contract, shut up and play. There are.
Well, that's a different story. Yeah, you should play for the contract that you signed, yes.
But he believes that they have the right to do what's best for them.
And at some point, people have to realize and be able to accept the fact that athletes are businessmen and we make business moves and business decisions. Because you are operating a business. I am operating Draymond Green, Inc.
Well, there you go. That's his brand. Yeah.
This was on Volume Sports.
Does this make you feel better about Kevin Durant forcing his way out of
here? No, it doesn't.
Because he's in charge of Kevin Durant, Inc. and it's bad business to be on the Nets right now?
Yeah, what about the Net fan that was all in on Kevin Durant, Inc.?
And the Nets are a business.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Absolutely.
One more. And they signed a contract with somebody for $200 million, and now that guy wants to have his money, but he wants to go play somewhere else where he thinks it's easier to win.
Here's one more grin
on. That's the insulting part of it.
On the Durant situation.
But to start calling somebody weak and they run from challenges, that's baffling to me. Because that man has worked his entire life to be in that position to where he controls where he goes next.
He just signed a contract. He went where he went next when his contract was up and he
was
a free agent.
We're in bizarro land.
Yeah, I mean, that's nuts. That's like, I mean, if you're talking about free agency,
that's the mindset that you're dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about free agency, that's one thing. You worked your entire life, you hit free agency, you get an opportunity to go where you want to go. When you force yourself, you know, to a place and then sign an extension, no less. I mean, he wasn't on his original contract. He signed an extension with the Nets.
Right. With no opt-outs, with no nothing.
Right, and then things don't go the way that they want, and then that's
well, and it's really has nothing to do with him. It has something to do with his teammate who quit on his team.
That too.
It was more drama around Kyrie Irving, and then the so-called, well, Kevin's unhappy because Kyrie's unhappy and it's not being treated right, is a bunch of crap. I mean, that's why Kevin Durant is mad, because Kyrie Irving is not being treated right by the Nets. What more could the Nets have done for Kyrie Irving?
Well, giving him an extension. That's the way that he looks at it.
But again, like, that's the reason why?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's the only thing that's been out there.
Come on.
Unless Kevin Durant's going to smoke some weed and tell David Letterman, I don't know if we're ever going to really know.
And there was
a joint.
And there was the report that the Nets did offer Kyrie 2 full years guaranteed and 2 years on the back end that was tied to his playing time. It's not like they didn't offer him a lot.
And by the way,
if that was true.
Well, supposedly, you know, it's his stepmom, I guess, that's representing him.
Something like that.
The fact that they would even, like, consider that tells you all you need to know about the other side. They know that he's mercurial, that he's unreliable, and that he has basically torpedoed 3 teams now.
That is true. Well,
The first team did win.
Yeah, they won a championship. And then he forced his way out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he torpedoed the team.
Rangers traded.
He had no choice, but, I mean, like, he got drafted there and had to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So it took him a while before he torpedoed the team.
For all the torpedoing, the Celtics were in the finals this year.
That is true. They didn't get torpedoed all that bad.
Well,
he might have caught them off guard.
They were better without him.
Yeah, I think, didn't the Cavs also go to the finals the next year?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that means the Nets are going to the finals this year. Look at that. It's amazing.
Oh, man. Rangers traded Alex Gorgiev to Colorado for 3 draft picks. The Islanders traded their 13th pick in the draft to the Canadiens for Alexander Romanov on a 4th-round selection. The Devils at number 2 last night took Slovakian defenseman Simon Nemec. And Rafael Nadal out at Wimbledon. He didn't lose. He withdrew because of a torn abdominal muscle. Nick Kyrgios moves into the final against either Novak Djokovic or Cameron Norrie. And by the way, real quick, I told you about this before. We have a big Recco Hoffman USABL tournament game tomorrow at 1 o'clock. His team against my team. Maybe we just happen to be in the same tournament together.
Nice.
So that's going to be kind of cool. Maybe we'll do something for digital.
Yeah, that,
you never
should.
Know. Our 12 right, U teams.
Getting a fight at home
I'm
plate.
Not getting into a fight.
Well, let's make a bet here.
No.
I'm not making a bet. Tierney.
Well, yeah. That's fine. You guys could do that.
Yeah, let's do it. We got the Recco team. He's got the Hoffman team.
Okay. Maybe so you're taking the Hazlitt. They're taking Eastchester.
Wait, what?
Well, you can't do that.
No.
You pig. Same team, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know you all manage him. I'm not worried about that.
Well, he's not the manager. He's, I think, an assistant coach.
Oh. Okay. Hoffman's out there, too. I didn't know he had a kid as old as that.
Yep.
All right, very good. All right, I'll talk to Brandon in the break. Well, Tiki's
Brandon's not
too.
Here. Tiki's here.
Okay. So I'll talk to Tiki in the break.
Perfect.
He gambles a little bit on soccer, I think.
I'm sure he does.
On FanDuel Sportsbook, I'm pretty sure he does. So we'll get a wager in.
Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. There was an unfortunate situation in New York at a fast food place earlier this week, I guess, and something caught Boomer's eye and then caught Gio's ear.
Somebody was up on the counter turking and the whole thing.
Wait, turking?
I mean, twerking.
Yeah, twerking?
Whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah, twerking, not turking.
Somebody got up there and...
She didn't start turking. I did see this video.
I mean, yeah. It's horrific.
I mean, it's just funny because I saw it, you know, Chuck Scarborough of NBC News.
Yes.
Like, he's the video I saw is, these girls are going crazy inside this Bell Freets, and then it's, you know, his, like, very stoic delivery, and then the girls up there going, yeah! Like,
what is that?
What is that?
She's shaking his ass. Like,
an incident in a fry place. So ridiculous.
All over condiments.
There you go. Yes. Moment of the day. Have a great weekend,
all
everybody.
Right, very good.
All there, Jerry, over condiments.
Yeah, I feel like that video is going to haunt me for a long time. But it felt good in the moment.
It might.
It felt good in the moment.
You let loose. At least you did some exercise today.
Yeah, right. Did get exactly. Up. Yes. I did stand up for that. Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Hey, Fleegs, how was Big Zoo at your wedding? Did he dance like the way that we have seen him dance in here? Did he take over the dance floor and do all of the stuff, the flipping of the fried egg or whatever he does and the pancakes and that whole thing?
I don't know about taking over. I do know this. There were three people who work or have worked here that I was told by many people, family, Penn State friends, just all over, that they were praising their dance moves. Big Zoo was one. JJ and Lori were the others.
Get out of here.
So Big
Lori
Zoo was
Robinson
in that three.
And
yeah.
JJ? Get
well, because JJ's
here.
A nut, and JJ's always moving, but and Lori was the other one.
Wow.
But I saw got a couple glimpses of Big Zoo. He was having fun the entire time.
Right. And you behaved yourself there, Big Zoo? You didn't go overboard?
No, that was an elite wedding, and obviously when
it's
somebody else...
He made it to the end of the after party. It was a select few of us.
Okay.
Yeah. We took a picture, and we all looked like we made it to 2 a.m. crowd.
All right, very good. I think Big Zoo is holding up his end of the bargain after the Boomer suspension. I think he's done a nice job. He's showing up on time. He's doing what he needs to do. He did a good job today. I don't know, I might be speaking for Boomer, but I think he did a nice job. He put some drops in there, turned around some audio for us.
He did.
He did a nice job.
He's
today.
Doing his job.
No, I know.
I mean, I don't know what else we have to do. I mean, like, just do your job. That's all. Hey, you know, Bill Belichick says it so simply. Just do your job.
Yeah.
Sure. That's all.
Sure. That's
I'm not asking you to do anybody else's job.
Yeah.
Just be on time. Be reliable.
Sure. Absolutely.
Well, what's so hard about that?
And 3 days in a row, I forgot the Fliegelman congratulations wedding card that I was supposed to bring in. 3 days in a row. I left it on the table. So I promise you. You're in next week doing the overnights?
I'll be here.
All right. I promise you next week I will give it to you.
You just keep walking past it.
I do. Yeah. I put it on the edge of the table, and every morning I walk right by it. 3 days in a row. And then this morning I remembered I slammed my fist on the steering wheel. And I was like,
you're on Sunrise Highway, and you're like, God damn it.
That's exactly what I did.
I know exactly how it goes.
All right. Let's go to Victor in Danbury, Connecticut. What's going on, Victor?
Yo, what's up, fellas? Love the show. Listen, Boomer, real quick.
Yo!
Craigie was talking about some Dunkin' Donuts black card that he got before you. I want to know, first of all, is it true? Second of all, how do you get one? And third, how come you don't have one? Just looking for a quick clarification on all that.
I have no idea what he's talking about, actually.
I mean, Victor, did he explain at all what it is? Like, basically, you get free Dunkin' Donuts for the rest of your life or something like that?
Okay.
No, I'm asking you, did he explain that on the carton and Robertson?
No, it was just one of those quick, I got one before Boomer, black card, Dunkin' Donuts. I was like, all right.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's true or not, Victor. You know, it's hard to say.
Yeah, right. Let me see if it comes up.
All right.
If there's actually a thing. I would assume that it's like...
I know that Dunkin' does sponsor their portion of the radio shows, right?
That is right, yeah.
I think they'll probably end up coming and joining us shortly, I believe, here in the morning as well.
It says the real story but behind the Dunkin' Donuts mysterious black card of the Illuminati.
Don't, like, Matt Damon and the Affleck brothers famously have them from the New England ties?
Is that what it is?
I got BJ Novak from The Office in this article, so.
Yeah.
He's posting a picture with it. Yeah BJ Novak has one.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts black card.
I do have a very, very special card. I don't ever talk about it.
And it it works at, I would say, at least 500 elite restaurants.
Really?
Yes.
It works in what way?
Free.
Get out of here.
Right.
You kidding me?
Nope, I'm not kidding you. I very rarely use it, though.
I wish you would have used it at that dinner in Miami that I picked up.
I don't think that dinner was a part of the group that gave me the card.
Oh, my God. I mean, we waited for like an hour and a half for dessert.
Right.
And I was like, come on. And then the bill came.
Oof. You know, it's amazing. I used the card twice.
Yeah.
Like in small, like, you know, 4 to 6 guy dinners, you know? And when I hand the card to the waitress, she gets all nervous because she's never seen the card before.
This is like an Eyes Wide Shut type of weird
and
thing that's going on.
And then she has to go, or he has to go, to the maitre d' or the manager of the restaurant, and then they got to come out, and they got to like, where'd you get this? And I got to tell them where I got this. It's the first time they've ever seen it. Blah, 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 blah. And then I said to the waitress, I said, the good news for you is you're going to get a really, really great tip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I got a free dinner.
Wow.
Can you say who gave you this card?
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Okay. Is it a person or a...
A person.
It's a person.
Yes.
And is it because you did something nice for them or they just did it out of the goodness of their heart?
I think... they were sponsoring something that I was doing for many years.
Okay.
And it came through a mutual friend.
Mm.
And,
Okay. I just see who you Googled.
Yes.
I gotcha. All right. All right. Very good.
Yes.
Yeah. He would seem like a person that would be involved in things like that.
Yes.
Wow.
So you've only used it twice, you said?
Yeah, I think I've only, maybe 3 times. I've had it for about 10 years.
And only 3 times.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to take advantage.
Yeah, but it seems like a whole to-do that happens here, too, that you have to go through, and then the manager has to come over and everything else.
It's okay.
Because you get the free dinner. That's why it's okay.
See the question?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Okay.
I'm following you now. I'm following you.
So these are the restaurants.
So all of those places?
Yes.
All right. That makes all the sense in the world now.
Right. See that?
Where'd you get this card? Well, I got it from the man.
Right. So you see all these different.
Yeah, no, I see. Yeah. I see all the different restaurants that you can go to. You got that card.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. I got to get my hands on something like that. And by the way, the Dunkin' Donuts black card does exist. And you don't have to be a celebrity to get the black card. You could just be a very, very loyal customer. It's been around for several years, gifted on occasion to select fans in appreciation for their loyalty and passion for the brand. So you got to get one of those.
Well, you know the passion that I have for the brand.
Absolutely. Both of our passions for the brand. Yeah.
We know also know that
in the morning.
Yeah. And hopefully they'll be a big part of that. Looking forward to it.
See, Dunkin' Donuts Black Card is not any kind of formal program, but a rather personalized, rechargeable gift card that Dunkin' Donuts occasionally sends to guests as a token of appreciation.
There you go.
That's what it is. And yeah, Fleek said, you know, what about downstairs where the Starbucks was? Trust me, Boomer's already talked to people about that. Yeah. Last time Dunkin' Donuts, the fine people from Dunkin' Donuts were here, that's the first thing we said. Get in there! Space down there! Get in there! Very quickly, Joe in Daytona Beach. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Boomer and Gio, yeah.
What?
I'm on the game tonight.
The
Grand pitch. It's sold out tonight.
Okay.
Big deal down here because he's from DeLand. And,
of course.
He's a big celebrity, like Blue Ridge County.
He's a big celebrity wherever he goes there. Joe, how many pitches is he expected to be throwing tonight, do you know?
I think around 40 or four innings or 40 pitches, something like that. I think that's his max.
All right, perfect. We'll enjoy it. Hopefully he gets through another one. Hopefully he's not throwing 150 miles an hour and getting that shoulder all worked
up. That's what I call a feel-good Friday right there.
Yeah, great. 100%. So, yeah, I'm at the point with DeGrom that I'm not really caring about anything until he's on the mound for the Mets. That's it.
Okay.
I mean, I just hear all these updates. He's throwing a batter. 40 pitches here, 50 pitches there. All right, enough. Been gone for 2 years.
At least he's not on flat ground.
Yeah, that's right. He's at least moved up to the mound.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.